Pakistan votes and believers go to their knees. Arab nations move to regulate satellite TV, and a Haitian Creole Bible translation is underway amidst challenges. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Parliamentary elections went ahead Monday in Pakistan amidst high security and building tensions. Spasms of violence surrounded the run-up to the polling, a consideration that adds to the unease of what could happen when the results are announced. Voice of the Martyrs, Todd Nettleton.
There's a very real concern that the situation and the stability of the nation as a whole could degenerate, you know, almost even a war zone. That's a very big issue for prayer among Christians around the world, because if there is no stability, that will only affect the church in negative ways.
In some areas, the rule of Islamic law is already being pressed against Christians. Nettleton says believers are on their knees.
Pray for God's will in the elections. Pray that the government that takes power will look out for the Christians, will protect their right to worship, will protect the right to change religions, the right to conversion. I think we can pray for the believers there, that they will continue to be a witness.
Next, Arab satellite television channels face tighter restrictions on the continent they broadcast. The charter, sponsored by Egypt and Saudi Arabia, calls on stations not to offend the leaders or national or religious symbols of Arab countries. Offenders risk the loss of broadcasting permits. Sat7's David Harder responds.
We at Sat7 are not overly concerned about this because it seems like they are specifically relating to channels that may be making strong anti-government political statements or even very strong religious statements attacking one faith or another.
Harder hopes that their focus will protect their ability to share Christ in the region.
We don't talk about politics or political leaders, and we don't attack one religion or one denomination over another. Instead, we talk about Jesus. So we feel strongly that whatever the purpose of this regulation, that we will stand out and hopefully will not be affected.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Two decisions in Egypt's highest court could mean meaningful reform if respected by Egyptian authorities. In one case, the Baptist Press reports the High Court reversed a lower court's prohibition on citizens being allowed to return to Christianity after converting to Islam. Religious minorities in Egypt continue to be discriminated against by authorities, yet the church is growing. World leaders are urging the Egyptian government leaders to honor these religious freedom court decisions. Meanwhile, the World Bible Translation Center is asking you to pray and get involved in seeing their easy-to-read translation of the Bible completed in Haitian Creole. 7.5 million people speak Haitian Creole. WBTC's Yancey Smith says the need for this type of translation is huge.
There has been a text for a long time, but it's not well distributed. People can't get access to it. Another major problem is that the Bible is largely available only in French. And most people understand French with great difficulty.
Smith says the Gospels are done, but there's a problem.
We don't have the funding for it, and so we need brothers and sisters in Christ out there to respond to the need to get this Bible finished and in the hands of the Haitian people.
God's Word can successfully combat voodoo, so your help is needed now. Your $25 gift can support the translation of one verse. Go to our website to help. And there are nearly 7,000 languages in the world. Nearly 2,000 are still without a Bible translation program. Wycliffe Bible Translators Vision 2025 wants to see a translation project started in all of those languages by that time. But it can't happen without a massive prayer effort, and you can help. Wycliffe has established an interactive prayer website to help pray for specific people groups, needs, and people doing the work. Go to our website to get plugged in. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures. Tell people in your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.